You are listening to an official PS3 News podcast. Let's go.
Hello, I am your host, Matt. It is September 8th, 2009. I am joined with my guest, Jeff Jiggins. Shout out.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
Cyan Kaz apparently overloaded his computer with porn or something. I don't know what he was talking about. But so he'll be back sometime eventually. But until then, I know you love me, Mort, so it's completely understandable. A lot of news to get to. There are a lot of news stories, a lot of articles, but we picked the best ones to do. So, without further ado, I'm going to start reading some, because that's what we usually do here. As much as we would love to drink beer, smoke, and look at naked women. Okay, back to what I was doing.
Taking time off from all that.
So, Pro Evolution Soccer 2010 is confirmed. Well, the demo is confirmed, and it is coming soon to a system near you. Now, obviously, everybody knows what Pro Evolution Soccer is. It's a soccer game. Wow, that was a hard thing to figure out, but to quote, not long to go now until we release a demo for everyone to test. You'll get a chance to see the new PE5 or Pro Evolution Soccer. PES, my bad, PES, for yourselves and make up your minds about I think someone made a grammatical error. Back to the quoting. No other word on the release date, but it will most likely be released within the next 3 weeks. From what we have seen, the game will be brilliant. I'll just keep going. PES 2010 will be released on PlayStation 3, 360, and PC on October 22nd. PlayStation 2 and PSP versions will be both released a later date of November 19th. I don't know if you're a big soccer nut up in Canada, are you?
I used to play soccer. I still do enjoy going out and fucking kicking a ball around or something, but I gotta be honest, I am just by myself yet.
Yeah, you look like especially...
wear a helmet too, man. I wear a helmet too. Anyways, I gotta be honest, I'm not into the soccer games, and I don't know why. I've tried them out, and I can't do it. So I really don't have any input to this article that's going to be of any value to anybody who has any interest in these games. So I'm pretty much going to have to say that I got nothing to say.
Well, I have something to say, because I always have something to say. But I personally think that FIFA is obviously a better and well-known thing. I don't like Konami's sports games. I'm not a big fan. You know, they try football games and unrealistic to me. And Pro Evolution Soccer has it's kind of dwindling on. But I think FIFA needs to overtake it eventually, because I think it's a much better game. And I think that FIFA is definitely, obviously, a more well-known franchise, and I think with a name like FIFA on your game box, it should just sell itself to all the soccer fans out there. So, Pro Evolution Soccer, two thumbs down.
You know, that's the thing, though. I mean, like, when you got such a title like FIFA,
it's almost unfair. Which is why, you know,
you're carrying the label.
Yeah, I mean, you're carrying what soccer is today. So I just don't see how Pro Evolution is still competing. But moving on, because that's what we do here. It's official with exclamation points marked by Takovac. I think that's how you pronounce his name, right? Takovac. Takovac. Yeah, okay. It's official. Square Enix will release Final Fantasy 13 on December 17th, 2009 in Japan. Wow, that'll help me. Unless it decides not to between now and then. To quote Square Enix president Yuichi Wada, announced the release date and the price $8,800 or $95. Today, at its Final Fantasy 13 party in the Marikan Museum, Jesus, I hate these Japanese words, Kazuhara then took the stage to announce that, of course, there will be a PS3 hardware bundle containing the game. He didn't mention any details, no price, nor release date, though it's sure to be day and date with the standalone software when Square Enix does show it off. It will be hard not to hear about it. So what do you think? A bundle for the PS3 with Final Fantasy 13? Kind of expected.
Well, obviously it was expected. The game played out a major part of its series on the PlayStation 3, and it was the bestseller on the PlayStation 3 for their series area. I mean, started off on the Nintendo, but I mean it.
Yeah.
They hopped over to the PS3, and that was it.
And now they're on 360 as well. So that said, we are going to go to Mag for PlayStation 3 pre-order bonuses. Is choose your PMC. You read this article, right?
No, actually, I did not read this article. I was too busy. Now screwing around. My Windows 7 install today and all that. So I'm pretty much going into this a little bit blind. However, I'm up to date on a few things, but
yeah,
this is
well,
not one.
Apparently, if you pre-order, you will get your choice of soldiers and public beta access, exclusive SVER PlayStation Home personal space. Valor in-game character, exclusive Raven in-game character, and then exclusive SVER in-game character. So a lot of just in-game stuff, and then you get the public beta and the home suite. So I guess for pre-ordering, it's a pretty good deal.
If you're gonna buy the game, then that's a lot of sweet shit, but I mean, if you're not into it and you're thinking about getting it, but you're not, I don't know if that would be a big influencing factor on me pre-ordering that game just on a whim that I might want to play it. I don't know about that. So.
Yeah.
I mean, you're getting a lot of perks and you might be running around with a lot of stuff that most other people don't have, and it might be awesome stuff, I'm not sure, but I don't know, I don't usually pre-order games. The last pre-order game I got was Fear 2 Project Origin for the PS3. My girlfriend somehow managed to get somebody else's pre-order on that for me last Valentine's Day. I mean, I'm not a big pre-order person because I want to see how it plays out with the public before I grab it. Like, I'm not going to pick up like SOCOM for the PS3. I bought that with the headset and everything. Headset kicks ass. The game sucked ass when it first came out. It was just horrible. There were so many problems. I couldn't get on a server. I don't even know if I picked that game up lately just because of the fact that I had so many issues with it. So I'm kind of iffy on the whole pre-order thing.
Yeah, I know the last game I pre-ordered was Grand Theft Auto 4. And obviously due to the fact that, I mean, it was going to be gone for all... I know. I mean, it was going to be gone. So if you didn't pre-order, you didn't have a copy. That was just the plain fact for so many people. So I definitely decided to pre-order that one as my last one.
On the other hand, you put your confidence in Rockstar and pre-order that game, and you know, I kind of put my confidence in SOCOM and grab that game, just no questions asked, off the shelf, because thinking, you know, this is going to be
Well,
awesome. I played the other ones, and
awesome.
did it ever suck nuts.
Well, see, I knew SOCOM wasn't gonna be good just because I played the beta to begin with, which probably helped. But I also, you know, if you looked at the companies who was making it was a new company with the online. They weren't really experienced as well. So when I looked at that, I kind of, you know, saw that as a problem. Kind of the same reason with Battlefield is that, I mean, when it came out, it was a new company. They, you know, switched it from the original company that it was at. The online was switched from GameSpy, I think that's what it was called. So it really got fucked. And I knew that when it came out, it wasn't going to be good. So some games you can just tell by who's making it, and if it's a new company. So it's kind of like an experiment type of thing. And usually the first game that the company makes isn't always a success, so I that's how I determine if I'm going to pre-order. But we reminisce.
Yeah, I know.
So all right, so Eidos is attempting to combat piracy of Batman Arkham Asylum. You saw this story, right? And you had a lot to say on this, so I'll let you speak first.
Yeah, I really, really like this just because they're throwing in random code just to disable some crucial factors and actually completing the game. And if you think about it from a basic standpoint of view, what's the crucial factor in playing the game? Well, the crucial factor in playing the game is passing the piracy detection and actually having the legitimate game disc in your drive. So hackers have managed to bypass that. So what's the next step? To bypass the shit that Eidos is putting you through by disabling your fucking bat cape so you can't fly across gaps. I mean, it wasn't going to take long for people to nuke this code out of the actual executable or DLL or whatever it's causing the issue. I guess they've threw a few things in there, like backlog issues and stuff like that. Now you gotta understand from the standpoint of view, the Xbox 360 users have figured out a way to make a fucking one-to-one copy of a disk that passes Microsoft server security detection. It authenticates and it's fine. The PS3, as we know, is unhacked, so you've got what's left, the PS or the PC, where piracy is pretty rampant, and not to mention the Xbox 360 is pretty rampant, but still. The only user group that they can direct their frustration and their rage against is the PC crowd. So what do? They just start throwing random shit at you that is just more of a, you know, kind of a what the fuck than something that cripples you, because the crackers are going to get past it. And people are talking about, like, oh, well, the Xbox 360 is more pirated than the PC, but you got to understand that you can't really do anything about the Xbox 360 without affecting the legitimate users, unless you want to kick everybody in their fucking quote unquote bat nuts, because there's nothing you can do about it. I mean,
Yeah, it's bullshit just because I know as long as the PC has been there, people have cracked it. And I think that's part of people getting a PC game. People don't buy PC games anymore so that they can play the game at a certain level. I mean, maybe, but after a little bit, they kind of, you know, they kind of hack it and distort the game as any way they can. And I know companies like the company that made Fallout, I can't remember who did that,
Bethesda did
Bethesda, yeah.
Fallout 3. Yeah.
They are big fans of self-content, and I know they even encourage it on their website,
They
that they.
released a development kit for the end users to make their own shit, own quests, own
Yeah,
houses, own
and
items,
I
you
just
know.
think, I mean, so it, you know, I don't know why Eidos hasn't understood that. Is that people don't buy PC games because they can't get you because they want to do the same thing they can do on a console. People buy PC games because they want to change the game into something, you know, ridiculous, fun, you know, cracking the code. So I just think that the whole problem of that, you know, is that you're ruining the PC gamer's last bit of fun. I mean, you know, if you're going to talk about killing PC gaming, well, this is it right here. If all the companies were to start doing this, well, PC gaming really would be dead.
So. No, and I got a my other problem with this, too, is the fact that I'm a PC gamer. I've gamed a lot of PC games, and I mean, what do I do when I get a game? I install the game, I crack the game, so I don't have to put the disc in. Why? Because if you make a backup copy of the disc, it doesn't fucking work. You have to crack the game or put the fucking game in the disc tray. And I don't know about you, but the floor around my PC usually has shit on it. So if you drop the CD, you fucking gouge the thing up. You put the CD in the tray and it's not quite square. The tray closes and it jams the fucking CD. I mean, there's like a million things that can go wrong with this fucking CD and you can't make a backup copy of it.
Yeah. So, I think that that's a whole problem with what's going on here. And I think there's a lot of things wrong with what Eidos has decided to do with this whole PC issue. And it's just kind of stupid that they would, you know, withhold a big part of the game because you crank it. So, I think that a lot of games need to be open to this. And a lot of companies, I still think, are, as far as PC gaming goes. And I don't know if there are any other companies that have done this in recent memory that I can remember. I mean, I know Grand Theft Auto was having a lot of, but I mean, they didn't, you know, go through all this. So I just think there's a problem with that and they need to not do that. And it's just fucking waste of time. To me, I mean, so I'm just going to move on with that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like there's the so last... many things you can say, yeah, they're okay with Jet 4, but, you know, it just fucks everything up in the long run, so you don't know what to say about it, really.
Yeah. The last topic I want to talk about is the PlayStation 3.0 questions and answers, because PlayStation cares, everybody. They really do. It's a big... I mean, their heart has been broken by what you have said. And I think that they finally opened up to all of you guys, all you fanboys who have put $600 into your PS3s. So I think that these questions and answers are complete shit. you know, this is, oh, well, we, you know, this is all this is. I mean, I'm telling you, they could be perfect politics. Are these guys, like, past, like, lawyers or something? Like, oh, my Uncharted disc has been freezing. Well, we are aware of the situation. They're aware of every situation. That's all they ever say is, well, we're aware of the situation and we're currently attempting to fix the problem.
Yeah, the problem is why weren't they aware of the situation before they released the damn thing? Like, you think they would have tested that fucking game on it? I mean, like, what? A game that's recently come out or about to come out? Gee, maybe we should test those. You know, people who go out and spend $400 on a PS3 in the new fucking Uncharted game, holy shit, we better make sure those work. You know, common sense.
Yeah. Well, I also think that these questions are pussy questions. They're hand-selected, so none of them are hardball questions. It's like I'm interviewing the president, and they picked, like, the worst question people ever. Some of these are just ridiculous. The last question is the hardest one. Why? When is the fix coming? But some of these are just, I don't like the size and the font. Well, just fucking get glasses then. What do you want me to tell you? Jesus Christ. I mean, seriously, some of this shit is so stupid.
It's about the font. Why don't my controllers work? Why are my games freezing? Why does my Bluetooth or my Blu-ray disc remote not work? And, like, where the fuck are all my free themes?
Look at this one. I don't like the fizz. How do I turn it off? Well, you can go to your classic default theme. Like, are you pissing me? You retarded? Like, I know this is, you know, this is in the EU forums in the PlayStation 3, so some of these questions have to do with Europe specifically. I just think it's a pussy thing that they go to Europe, not because they're pussies, but because it's like the third or fourth largest gaming market when they should be going to North America or, you know, Japan or something. They should be going to a larger market where, you know, these questions wouldn't really be asked. I mean, the BBC
No.
iPlayer, I mean, you know, some of these things have no reference or no, like, real, like, you know, they just have no relevance to anything about 3.0. I mean,
And I'm reading through these questions, and I'm thinking here that I don't give a fuck about half of these because the fizz, if you don't like your fucking theme, go change it. End of story. All right. The game start chime is gone. Who the fuck cares about the game start chime? If you're paying attention to that shit, what the fuck are you playing a PS3 for? Go grab yourself a fucking little wave recorder on your computer and listen to some funny sounds. BBC player, no idea what the fuck that is. Fuck it. Let's go through this list. I don't like the size of the font. Go through your system settings. Done. All right.
I mean, some of these are just stupid. The U.S. and Japan have a few dynamic themes. Well, actually, I don't know where you get your sources from, but obviously you don't know or have ever been on a U.S. or Japanese website because we only have one free dynamic theme. And right now, I think last time I checked, there was only two or three in the entire thing, including the one they gave us. So.
And you know what the thing that pissed me off about is when the dynamic themes and 3.0 update was mandatory and came out, I updated to that shit, went to go see if I could grab the dynamic theme to see what it was all about. One, there was no free ones available in North America. Now, I haven't checked back, so I don't know if there is or not now.
No, I don't think.
Two, I couldn't preview these dynamic themes before I spent $2.99, $4
yeah.
Canadian on them.
And you
so,
know,
you know, I'm,
yeah, it's just it's
you
this
know,
whole thing about paying for just the entire fact for paying for a theme is ridiculous to begin with. I mean, $2.99, that's an add-on for, you know, pain or something like that. So why am I gonna buy a theme that, one, like you said, you can preview, and two, you know. What about all those other themes people had to pay for? I mean, that's what are you going to come out with something new? I mean, this is what Sony does. They come out with new bullshit for people to pay for, and that's all this is. Well, you know, they're kind of getting tired of buying the original themes for money. So let's say we have new dynamic themes and we'll charge more money for those because they're dynamic.
Yeah. And it's pissing me off too because one, they made it mandatory. Two, you couldn't preview the shit, but they were willing to stick their hand out and say, "Fucking put money in this palm so you can see what it's all about."
Yeah.
And Japan was lucky because they got the free theme. And you know what? You can make a Japanese account. You can go and get the free theme. It's doable.
Yeah. So with all of that news said, I think it's time to leave. So for me and Jeff Jiggins, I will say my phrase, which is I am out of here. This has been an official PS3 podcast. Your host today was Matt. Our co-host is Jeff Jiggin. Shout out to PS3 News and PSP Swampy. Produced by Matt. And behind the scenes, which you did not see, was Skype was completely fucking me and Jeff over because it was cutting our calls. So I think I deserve 2/3 credit on this one. So that's it. Peace.
Alright.
Co-host, he's kind of like Regis and Kelly, but he's Kelly and I'm the Regis. His name is Cyan Kaz, and his actual name is Cyan. That is also his screen name, people, just in case you were wondering on PS3 News. Say a shout-out, Cyan.
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
Shout-out, Cyan, any day.
All right, I'll give you a shout-out. I'm going to give a shout-out to Ryan, who is going to be joining me on the podcast, Ryan LaForge, and that should be done tomorrow, actually, the first podcast.
Yeah,
Unfortunately, this echo is still there. It doesn't really matter for today. It matters tomorrow. It won't be there, folks, so don't fucking worry about it. I got this! Don't worry about it. So, quick rundown of his qualifications. He has none, except for he maxed out his reputation on PS3 News. So he's a trustworthy guy. He's going to be running my stuff during the weekdays. We're going to have some collaboration days. You're going to still see me. You're going to see some of him. Get used to it, folks.
I have actually one qualification, believe it or not.
Which qualification?
And the only people who will understand this is actually a few of my friends. But I have to say this. My fetus can fly.
Okay, there you have it, folks. It's a qualification. Remember,
indeed.
He doesn't have a college degree, so we can't hold that against him yet. But he's in college.
Yet.
Mm-hmm. So, that is it for me today, and throughout the week, probably. You'll see me Thursday or Friday, and definitely during the weekend. So, as I usually always say, I am out of here.